Humanitarian workers in eastern Chad say rebel forces entered the town of Ghost Beta after midday Sunday, firing weapons into the air. The Chadian government says it retook control of Ghost Beta and another nearby village soon after. There are no reports of casualties. The rebels advanced hours after one of their leaders announced a new coalition of three main rebel groups opposed to Chadian President Idriss Deby. Analyst Adrian Fenu of the London-based Global Insight said the agreement is not likely to hold.
There have already been several attempts at merging the various movements, but they're so plagued with tribal affiliation, ethnic affiliation, that they very easily disintegrate.
Aid workers in eastern Chad say rebels began attacking and burning villages in recent weeks, killing more than 100 people. The rebels are in an apparent alliance with so-called Janjaweed militias from Sudan. Human rights groups have accused the Sudanese government of supporting the Janjaweed and carrying out atrocities in the country's Darfur region. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.